Good Erev Shabbos! Today feels like Friday, but it's not Friday. Today is Erev Shabbos. I wish we could have music, but alas, we are in the 9 days and so no music. The music has to play in our heads and our hearts. But we're going into Shabbos, where we will make the music with our Zmiros. Mirtz Hashem, we will be the music around our Shabbos tables. I want to thank our generous sponsors, Mendy Tzipora Fishman, for sponsoring Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Aschus for Chaya Rivka Basi Bar Fredel, memory of Rebbe Lord Jonathan Sachs. Harav Yaakov Tziben David Aryeh. This week is sponsored anonymously in honor of the West Hempstead listeners. Love you, West Hempstead. Great Ragalach there and great people there. Not in that order. So thank you for your generosity. It feels like the 9 days, a time of sadness, but we're going into Shabbos. Rav Lach Sheves Bahar Hazeh. The Parsha says, Sheves, that we stay at the mountain. However, we quote every year the Shabbos, Rav Lach Shabbos, that we need Shabbos, this Shabbos, the Shabbos of Bein HaMitzarim, the Shabbos of the 9 days, the Shabbos of Shabbos Chazon, against the backdrop of all this darkness, the light of Shabbos burns even brighter and even more. But I want to share something new. I just saw the Hilga Nedvarna Banya Rebbe of Yerushalayim Shlita, the great Nedvarna Rebbe, in his weekly Torah, writes the following. Margala Bapumeshel, he quotes from the Admor, Rosh Shlomo Babavar, Zatzal. He used to say every year during these 9 days, during these 3 weeks, that tzaddikim v'chassidim mimei kedem hinhigu bebeisam she'erev Shabbos chazon yadliku anashim nira Shabbos k'tzas b'mukdam mimash regil lahadlik b'chol erev Shabbos kodesh. Whenever you ordinarily light Shabbos candles, light a little bit earlier. That's true for every week. There's a great tzchus and a merit. Tosefa Shabbos, expanding, taking on Shabbos, immersing ourselves in Shabbos even earlier than usual is a wonderful thing. But on this Shabbos, said the Babavar, more important than ever. Why? Because why would you want to dwell in the churban, in the sadness, in the misery, in the tragedy, in the calamity, in the mourning, in the grief of the 9 days, when you can transform into Shabbos, big day Shabbos, the light of Shabbos, the countenance of Shabbos, the demeanor of Shabbos. Put on Panei Shabbos Nekabla, put on your Shabbos Panim even earlier. Get ready, be dressed, live the life, the laughter, the love of Shabbos. So Tosefa Shabbos. And that was the Babavar's message every year on Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. Even though it's always important to accept Shabbos early, this Shabbos, light candles early, accept Shabbos early, add more Shabbos, be in Shabbos rather than in the sadness of the weekday. It makes sense because the Svarim HaKadoshim talk about how elevated, how high, how beautiful this Shabbos is. The earlier we can take it in, the earlier we can accept it, the greater contrast with the rest of the week. Shabbos, meat and wine and zmiros. Shabbos, we go back to all the things we're abstaining from because Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba. All week long, we feel so incomplete without a Beis HaMikdash. But Shabbos, what the Beis HaMikdash was in space, Shabbos is in time. What we were missing and lacking during the week, Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon, we have. The same is true on the other end. Don't be in a rush to make Havdalah. The longer you keep Shabbos, the more you can eat meat and drink wine. The longer Shabbos goes on, the less you're back in the 9 days. Shavua Shechalbo, you're not yet holding by Ot Erev Tisha B'Av. The Svarim HaKadoshim also call, quote, Tchelos Mordechai the Marsham, brings down that he heard that Tfilah b'Shabbos Chazon tzarich li'zarba yoser l'spala b'kavana. The davening of Shabbos Chazon, even more important. We have a tradition, a special tune for Lechadodi of Elitzion. The koach of this Shabbos, the koach, she b'chinas tefillah la'ani, because we know David HaMelech says tefillah la'ani ki yatov, that the tefillah, the heartfelt prayer of the person who feels poor, incomplete, missing something that's so genuine, raw, real, so heartfelt, it goes even higher. So this Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon, we're incomplete. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So the tefillahs of this Shabbos have the status of tefillah la'ani, and therefore they're even holier, even higher. And then he quotes the Nirvana from the Oiv Yisrael, the Apta Rav, the Shabbos Chazon, Kasav, the Shabbos Chazon, Yoser Gadol, Malam, because Shabbos is Hashanah, the Nir Lahamtik Avana Zadavar, because the Rebbe Kadosh Mi Lublin, the 3 weeks correspond with the three festive holidays, which means Shabbos Chazon, the third of the Gimel de Paranusa, the third Shabbos of the 3 weeks corresponds with Sukkot. And Sukkot, we know, if Pesach is Avram, Shavuos is Yitzchok, Sukkot is Yaakov, Yaakov's the Bechir Sheba Avos, Sukkot is Man Simchaseinu. So if the third Shabbos of the 3 weeks is the third regal, which is Sukkot, this is a holy and a happy and a high time. And therefore, it's a very special Shabbos. So as we're going into the Shabbos, all new ideas I hadn't seen before. Light candles early. Take Shabbos in early. Extra kavana in tefillah, tefillah, anikiyatov. Hold on to Shabbos. Don't run out. Why would you want to go back? Shabbos, we can still eat meat, drink wine, immerse ourselves in it. Have a fleshik ashal shittus before you go back to Shavuot Shechalbo, the 9 days where we can't eat. And Shabbos, this Shabbos corresponds with Yaakov, the Bechir HaAvos, and corresponds with Sukkah Zman Simchaseinu, Amir Tzashem, Amir Tzashem. This Shabbos, the high that we experience and the merits that we earn will mean that we'll all be in Yerushalayim this coming week, not sitting on a floor wherever we are, but be together with the welcoming of Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash of a healthy, a happy, and a holy Shabbos.